From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian government and several rebel groups have agreed to a nationwide ceasefire beginning Friday. As with previous halts in fighting, the agreement applies to the Syrian military and rebels, but not to certain Islamist groups. Former president of the Syrian National Coalition, Hadi al-Harad, says Russia and Turkey will guarantee the truce.
It is the first time such an agreement has been reached, backed by actual and main armed groups on the ground, and backed by one major regional player and one major international player.
If the ceasefire holds, it will be followed by renewed peace talks next month in Kazakhstan. Russian President Vladimir Putin called the ceasefire proposal fragile, but said it had the support of the Syrian government and the main forces of the armed opposition. U.S. officials say a key leader of the Islamic State group in the capital Raqqa, Syria, was killed by a coalition airstrike this week. A statement by the U.S.-led coalition Thursday said Abu Jandal al-Kuwaiti was killed in a strike near the Taqwa Dam on Monday. It said he was a previous member of the group's war committee. The head of a Russian military investigation panel said Thursday there was no explosion on board the plane that crashed Sunday in the Black Sea, killing all 92 people on board. Lieutenant General Sergei Baynetov said that conclusion came from analysis of the plane's flight data recorder. He said the findings do not rule out the possibility of terrorism as a cause. Investigators are also looking at the possibility of bad fuel pilot error. This is VOA News.